Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Jack Walesa. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Buddy Blair. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Knott. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Jack Knott. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Ross. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Hitchcock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Benton. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Al Benton. And now, play ball. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bloodworth moves to second. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a line drive into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Suter fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Bloodworth moves to third. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bloodworth scores. York moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. York scores. Radcliffe moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Walesa fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo strikes out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Suter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Benton moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Benton scores. Bloodworth moves to second. It's 3-0, Tigers. Lum Harris now pitching. Hal Wagner now catching. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. Bloodworth moves to third. Kramer moves to second. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York takes first base on ball 4. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Blair moves to third. Lum Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hitchcock misplays the ball. That's an error on Hitchcock. Blair scores. Siebert moves to second. It's 3-1, Tigers. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets fires to second and picks off Siebert for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harris moves to third. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton has Harris trapped. There's the throw to Tebbets and over to Ross, who tags Harris for the out. Krivic moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ross hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-1 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wallace scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0 for 1 in the game. Walesa strikes out. Tebbets drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Walesa out. 1 out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallow hits a line drive towards short. Hitchcock reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into right field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Suter now playing shortstop. Crash Davis now playing second base. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Benton strikes out. 1 out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Suter fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Benton covering, for the out. 1 out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a line drive into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lum Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. York hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Radcliffe strikes out. 1 out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ross hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 2 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Suter moves to second. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Suter scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 3-2, Tigers. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 2 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson scores. Davis moves to second. Two outs. It's Athletics, 3, Tigers, 3. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 2 in the game. Hitchcock strikes out. One out. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Benton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Bloodworth hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a line drive into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lum Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Harris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter misplays the ball. That's an error on Suter. Kramer moves to second. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 3 in the game. McCoskey hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. York takes first base on ball 4. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards third. Blair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ross hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-3 in the game. Tebbets hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-3 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Benton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Vallo bunts in front of the plate. Tebbets fields it and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to second. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to third. Two outs. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer who is chasing the ball. Blair reaches third base with a triple. Davis scores. It's 4-3, Athletics. Roy Henshaw now pitching. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Siebert takes first base on ball 4. Lum Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 5-3, Athletics. Lum Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Harris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-4 in the game. McCoskey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. York hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.